Welcome back to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Our next story is about a colleague of ours, Brian Hickey. He's an editor for WHYY News, and he is a serious Philadelphia character, a man with a hilarious Twitter feed. He's a great teller of true crime tales, a fan of Maury Povich, Katy Perry, and the FC Barcelona soccer team. 5 years ago, he suffered a severe brain injury and almost died. The fact that he's here today, writing, tweeting, joking, a devoted father and husband, was made possible by many fairly recent advances in science and treatment. We retraced his long journey, starting at the Patco train station at 8th and Market. It was Black Friday 2008, 5 years ago, and Brian Hickey caught the train to Haddon Township, where he was meeting some old friends at a bar.
I saw the ticket.
You do?
Yeah.
It's a round-trip ticket, but Hickey never made the trip back to Philly that night. By now, the ticket's expired.
So I can't use this, which kind of pisses me off. But
you want your return
260,
trip?
260 down the drain. Well, I don't know. The rates might have gone up since then.
After hanging with his friends for a while, Hickey left the bar around 10 that night. He was walking toward the train station on a dark street with no sidewalk. And that's the last thing he remembers.
The skid marks were right about here. And then they found me here.
The driver who hit Hickey head-on sped off. A close-by resident heard a thump, and his dog wouldn't stop barking, so he went out to check. He found Hickey bleeding in the street. When paramedics arrived, Hickey was conscious and belligerent.
Where it's like, I'm fine, don't effing touch me, I want to go home, don't take me to the hospital.
They took him to Cooper Hospital, where his condition rapidly deteriorated. Meanwhile, his wife Angela had no idea where he was. She'd been frantically trying to call his cell phone when he didn't get home. By dawn, she had alerted Hickey's dad. Eventually, they learned he was at Cooper.
I went to the trauma unit, which is like a bay of beds, and they told me he was in a fight. So we didn't know what was going on, what happened to him. We had no idea. They didn't know either. So it was very confusing at first. Like, I knew he was in horrible condition. He was intubated. Like, they were measuring the pressures in his brain continuously.
The hospital team knew how important the right kind of care right away is for a traumatic brain injury. That's the first medical advance that helped Brian Hickey survive.
Early use of intracranial pressure monitors has been shown to help reduce mortality.
That's Brian Kuser, who leads the head injury program at McGee Rehab in Philadelphia. He says acute care hospitals now follow guidelines set by the Brain Trauma Foundation. The last revision dates to 2007, the year before Hickey's injury.
The surgeons are more likely to do early surgery to help relieve some of that pressure because the skull does not expand, and so as the brain swells, it can push up against the brain tissue and cause damage.
Or, as Brian Hickey puts it more colorfully,
craniotomy, double cranny, where they cut two pieces of my skull out. If they didn't cut that out, my brain would have exploded inside the skull.
After that surgery, Hickey remained in a coma. He woke up in December, over 2 weeks after the accident, at McGee Rehab. At first, he couldn't talk.
And I don't know if I realized I couldn't talk. Because when you wake up, it's not like you're all there.
McGee neuropsychologist Todd Lewis remembers evaluating Hickey and talking to his wife, Angela, about an uncertain future.
Can I tell you that Brian is going to be who he was before this accident? No.
Lewis says family members are the most crucial allies in recovery.
I believe in always 100% honesty, always maintain hope, never take away hope, but always be truthful and honest. And we always talk about today. My other interventions with Brian were in really maintaining his level of safety.
Hickey was rambunctious. For example, he was trying to escape out of his zipped shut safety bed.
Trying to get out of the bed with a half-paralyzed body and my helmet. I don't even know if my helmet was on. They tell me I was screaming at nurses overnight, like just waking up, flipping out.
Neuropsychologist Todd Lewis says this kind of behavior is fairly typical.
When people suffer a brain injury, very often they're impulsive and disinhibited, because of the injury, because the injury affects their brain in a way that people often will do things because of their lack of insight and awareness and becoming very impulsive.
Angela Hickey says during most of his stay at McGee, her husband had two modes, angry or blank.
Like, he was there, like, there were no emotions except for anger. He was just always flat.
Individualized therapy, refined by decades of practice and research, is the next thing that helped Brian Hickey recover. Hours of speech, physical, occupational, and art therapy helped him regain his most basic skills.
They literally had to teach him, like, what a pencil was and how to spell pencil.
The one thing that bothered me most when I actually emotionally broke down the first time was I wasn't able to write because half my body was paralyzed from the injuries, left side of my head, so my right side was paralyzed. So I couldn't write, and I'm a writer by nature. So that was when reality set in, like, whoa, like, maybe you're not going to be able to live the life you lived before.
Hickey's tough personality was a help. He was determined to get better. He desperately wanted to leave the hospital and go home, so he set small daily goals, some related to his beloved pet.
My thing was, I want to be able to throw a tennis ball to Charlie Dog, so that's what they would keep telling me to do.
Todd Lewis says he encounters two types of patients.
One that you have to give a kick in the pants and get them going, and then one that you have to kind of pull back on the reins. If Brian fit into either of those categories, it was truly pulling back on the reins.
Meaning he wanted to do too much too soon. Hickey recalled this interaction with Lewis during a recent visit to McGee.
You had me write an article for the newsletter. I don't know if it ever ran in any publication.
What was your thinking in trying to get Brian to write that story?
A couple things. I mean, I think, you know, to help him to see the improvements that he has made while also helping him to see that you still have work to do. So sometimes when you have somebody that is type A and gung-ho and I could go back to work tomorrow, I could drive a car tomorrow, I could live on my own tomorrow, sometimes insight is not something that you can just rehabilitate through talk therapy.
Ironically, one of the best things that we did was give him his cell phone back. One night I just left his cell phone with him, and he started putting Facebook messages out. They didn't make sense at first.
On December 21st, 2008, he posted, "Brian Hickey gets off and certain trouble." From that moment on, you can track his improvement over time on social media. And that flat emotional state his wife Angela mentioned earlier, it changed.
One day I walked in and he was crying hysterically, listening to The Killers, which is one of his favorite bands. And then that's probably when I knew.
In mid-January of 2009, Hickey left McGee. His father moved in to help Angela care for him. He rested. He read. He wrote thank you notes for those who had been there through his journey. He wrote a long article about his accident and started to work again. He became a father. And today, he says, he's mostly the same.
I may get frustrated if I can't remember something as quickly as I used to. I get flustered from time to time. I don't think I'm any different, but maybe you'll have a clip to run immediately after that people saying how different I am.
He's not the same. I mean, it's not bad that he's not the same. But no, I mean, he's has a much shorter fuse just about small things. And he can't remember things.
But that, she says, is such small stuff when she thinks back to the first hours after her husband's accident.
Everyone that saw him, they thought that he was done, gone.
The driver who hit Brian Hickey on Black Friday 2008 was never caught. Hickey keeps the bloody clothes that he wore that night in the trunk of his car as a small reminder that life can change in an instant.